Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with an actor that certainly we could appreciate him for what he's done off camera as much, if not much more, for what he's done off camera than what he's done on camera. And trust me, he's done very well in front of the lens. But he's also an eight-year vet. He did an eight-year stint in the Air Force, and you can never thank these guys enough. Wonderful guy, John Huertas, is our very special guest. You know his work from Castle, and you know, to follow that up, how about This Is Us, and so many things in between. He's got a resume a mile long because of good reason. He's very good at what he does. Tomorrow night, you'll be able to see some of his work behind the lens and behind the camera, and I'm looking forward to seeing this. He directed tomorrow night's episode, and everyone's got to check it out. Check it out anyway, but definitely because John Huertas has directed this. John, thrilled to have you.
Thanks, man. Nice to meet you, Frank. Appreciate it.
Yeah, same here. And listen, you got to pardon my ignorance. Is this your first episode that you directed?
This is the first episode of This Is Us I've directed, absolutely.
Yeah, and what's the...
I'm excited to see what people think.
You know, listen, I'm sure you kind of seem like the guy that dives headfirst into everything that he does. You seem like you're meticulous. Is that the way you are? Are you you're not a fly by the seat of your pants type guy, are you?
You know, I think that to be successful, you kind of got to do both. You have to, you have to plan, you have to prepare, but. You know, you just never know what's gonna happen. I mean, I think that especially in our industry, and it happened on this episode. You just don't know what's gonna affect the trajectory of what you set out to do with all that planning. So, I think you have to kind of be ready to fly at the seat of your pants and just adapt to something. But great preparation and great planning, you know, that cannot be denied. Right, so as a director, that's one of the biggest things that you learn and they teach you is, you know, prep is everything. Be prepared, and I think the more prepared you are, the more ready you are to fly by the seat of your pants.
Did you remind yourself of anyone while you were back there directing this episode? Is there a director that you said, "Oh wow, I'm kind of doing what this guy did during that, or this gal did"?
Yeah, there's one director in particular that I think that I was influenced by, and his name is John Terlesky. And John Terlesky actually used to be an actor as well, and he kind of comes from not a similar background as far as culturally necessarily, but he was an athlete, then became an actor, and I've always been an athlete, and then. You know, military, and then actor, and so, you know, he directed a lot of Castle episodes when I was on Castle, and I don't know, I found myself watching him all the time direct, and I feel like my style is very indicative of his, so I kind of reminded myself of John Terlesky.
Well, listen, not a bad guy to remind yourself of, or. Their plans to do either other episodes or other projects outside as a director, and would you think about full length films? I know you've done some shorts.
Yeah, I have a feature film that I'm attached to direct right now, which is exciting. It would take place and shoot in Puerto Rico, which would be an amazing honor to. And a homage to being, you know, an Afro-Latino from Puerto Rico originally. You know, my grandmother was from there, so I think that would be amazing to have that happen. It's hard to direct a feature film when you're on a regular on a TV show. So I'm attached to direct it, but trying to find the right time that's going to be the challenge. And then yes, next season there are plans. For me to direct this season, all the episodes are all taken up, but next season we have a, I'm planned to direct.
Do you have an idea in your mind? Do you have a timeline in your mind what you'd have to block out in order to get that done, especially the work that's going to be, assuming that there'll be work in different places too, but especially the work that's going to be done on the island?
Well, I mean, that's the other thing is like, the film, we'd love to shoot it, as soon as possible, but, infrastructure-wise, we got to make sure that, they have great crews in Puerto Rico. They're actively shooting stuff there now, so I think the island's pretty much ready to bring in crews because it stimulates that part of the economy that already exists in Puerto Rico. So they're raring and ready to go. It's just, my schedule, which, right now with COVID-19, we were delayed and pushed back our start date. So the amount of time that we have on between seasons where I might have been able to slide, a 6-week shoot into my hiatus, now we might not be able to because we will end in May, our filming schedule, and then probably go right back to work in July. So it's a shorter block of time. I'd like to be able to spend, quite a bit of time prepping for the film, shooting it, and then quite a bit of time for my first feature, on the post. I'd like to, definitely be able to spend as much time as possible. So I'd like to have 8 months of free time. So it might be after This Is Us is wrapped. We have another season after season 5.
Listen, listen, kudos to you for everything that's going on. Certainly for thinking about Puerto Rico. I know you have ties there. Folks over there need a little jolt. And hopefully a lot more people start filming down there after the trouble that they've had, economically and everything else. So kudos to you and everyone else for choosing Puerto Rico. Beautiful place. And, of course, the ties there. John, before I let you go, do you have a website, a social media site you can kind of push us towards where we could follow with what you're doing and certainly keep a lookout for the film?
Yeah, I mean, I have I have social media, the Instagram, Twitter, even Facebook. But it's just my @ and my name, John Huertas, J-O-N, no H on the first name, just an H on the last name. But @ John Huertas, you can follow me on Instagram or Twitter. I don't social that much, but I do announce when I'm directing something, when something's actually happening, and I like to post really cool pictures of my good-looking dog.
Hey, good for you. I got a couple myself. Hey, listen, congratulations on tomorrow's episode. We'll all be watching, and I'm sure it's absolutely great. Congratulations on the film coming up, and congratulations on everything you've done. Thank you for your service, too. We'll never be able to repay you and your fellow vets for what you've done. John, thank you very much for being here.
Thanks, Frank. Take care, man.
You too. John Huertas, everyone. Just a great talent. And, again, 8 years in the Air Force, part of Operation Desert Storm and other times, very eventful time that he spent in the Air Force then. And, again, I come from a military family. My brother-in-law is a brigadier general, retired brigadier general, and how everyone sweats it out when there's action, and this is a man who dove right in, volunteered, and he's an easy guy to cheer for, not just because he's got so much talent in front of the camera, but you could tell he's a thoughtful guy and a lot of substance. Easy to cheer for a guy with a lot of substance, and I can't wait to see his feature film. But tomorrow, everyone, This Is Us. You can see the episode directed by John Huertas, and you know him as Miguel, and and the work that he's done there. Sabrina, the Teenage Witch, something else he did, and Why Do Fools Fall in Love? He was terrific there. Just a terrific talent, terrific guy. First time we're speaking to him, but This Is Us tomorrow, everyone. Check out John Huertas tomorrow and his directorial debut of that great show, very wildly popular show. And check him out on social to look for the featured film. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you all next time on Breaking It Down.